Very I've got to give those tickets away too.
Very exciting today. We had someone on the show for the very first time ever.
Mark Seymour.
No, Mark Seymour's been on before.
No, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Oh, yeah.
The premier. Yeah, she forgave you both for whatever you did.
We didn't know what we'd done.
I can't remember what we did, but I'm sure it was. I'm sure her ban was fair enough. Gordy Tallis, oh, we can't get rid of him, but he was on, which was good.
He was interesting, explaining why the Broncos can't score points. Not creative enough.
And Ross Green were talking about those rent try buy scams, Robin. That was interesting.
Be very careful. Do you want to hear about my poo again? Okay, it's not my poo, it's the neighbour's poo.
Stop saying poo.
Robin's poo story on the way. And Tommy Radonikis is the gift that just keeps on giving to the footy show. He's got a very explosive revelation that's coming up as well.
They're on the pills back in the 70s.
Bloody Roy Masters. We'll catch you from Monday from 5:30 on Triple M. Enjoy the catch-up.
Marto, Ed and Robin, the dreamiest breakfast crew on Brizzy Radio. Almost as dreamy as the 600-plus vehicles at Salters Cars. Salters.com.au. Putting dreams in driveways.
There's been so much going on since Cyclone Debbie made landfall. So many different weather events and different instances of closures, road closures, school closures, business closures. And to tell us more about it, we are joined by the first time ever by the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and thank you for keeping people in the southeast updated about the unfolding weather emergencies that we've had over the last 24 hours. So thank you very much, everyone.
Is this the toughest time in your premiership?
Oh, these times are always tough because you've got to have the interests of Queenslanders at heart and you've got to make sure that people are safe, and that's my number one concern, making sure children are safe, families are safe. And can I just say, from my point of view, we have amazing emergency services personnel right across our state. They are doing incredible jobs. In fact, they're actually doing some rescues at the moment, as we speak, down in the Logan River.
Yeah.
But also, too, up north, we've got crews from the southeast going up to assist to restore power up in the north, which was that felt the full force of Cyclone Debbie when she crossed the shore. But, you know, this severe weather system has had a huge impact along much of our coast, from Bowen all the way down to the border. And she's not finished with us yet, because we still have the aftermath, which is now the rises in the river systems that we're seeing from so much rainfall occurring in such a short period of time.
Are you sure you made the right decision yesterday to call off all the schools and order people, businesses to shut? Because a lot of backlash, you may get sued by a number of them, how much money they lost.
Oh, well, can I just address that issue? Because that is a really important issue. And as Premier of this state, I have to accept the advice that I've been given. And the advice that I was getting early yesterday morning from BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology, was that we were going to have a severe weather event here in the southeast. It was going to cause flash flooding. We were told that we were going to predict huge winds in the afternoon. This would have occurred at the time of school pickup. Yeah. And so the decision was made as soon as the advice was given to close the schools. And the last thing I would have wanted to see is a loss of life. And when you have those rising floodwaters, that flash flooding, if people are caught driving in that flash flooding incident, they can get washed away, or we could have seen a loss of life. And honestly, I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night with myself thinking that, you know, something dreadful could have happened if I didn't take that action. So in my job, I have to listen to the experts. I have to take that advice and make the decisions based on that advice.
And you did mention no loss of life, which I actually think is quite miraculous considering how many places have actually been impacted in the last kind of 3 or 4 days.
Oh, Robin, exactly. I mean, we've had so much impact. Honestly, I was up in Proserpine the other day meeting with people. People have lost their homes, you know, and they went through what they've described to me as the most horrific night of their life. I mean, this cyclone really had a huge punch. It just continued and continued. It didn't just cross the coast and drizzle out. It continued for hours upon hours upon hours. And people have lost possessions. They've lost businesses. They've lost crops, and we've got to help them get back on their feet. So we are going to ask people to give generously to some of the organisations that can assist. But of course, government will be there to assist as well.
Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, we all had a look at rugby league. I hope everyone enjoyed the early rugby league. You know, from next week, daylight savings over. It's now going to be an 8 o'clock start, 10 to 10 finish. But anyway, it is what it is.
I thought we were going to win
that. I thought that was brilliant. But just before halftime, Jordan Kahu to get that field goal. Left foot field goal. That doesn't happen in rugby league.
Yep, to go up 7-0, and then it all fell apart.
Wayne Bennett, you see, blamed Jordan Kahu. Now, I've done the background. You know, Jordan Kahu, yeah, he went to Keebra Park for a year, but he came from New Zealand. He came from Wellington. He's a rugby kid. He has never learnt the rule about the 10-metre kickoff. Kickoffs and dropouts have to go 10 metres in league,
that's
whereas in rugby, you can grab it before 10 metres if you're in the attacking team, if you're receiving the ball, and it's play on. And that's where Wayne Bennett labelled him to blame for their loss last night, because that's when the Bulldogs got a roll on after that happened.
Well, also, they didn't score enough. It can't just be one bloke.
Couldn't score at all in the second half. That's a worry. But James Robert, Milford 3 weeks in a row, quiet. James Robert, he did his hammy or something in the warm-up.
No,
he was hopeless the whole night.
Yeah, he didn't look right. He didn't look right.
Anyway, remember James Graham, late Corey Oates took off down the left-hand side. This is for anyone who was watching. James Graham tackled him. Based purely on that one tackle, and Graham was all right, he got the man of the match. And afterwards, I saw Brad Fittler. And you know how much I appreciate Brad Fittler's towering intellect.
Of course.
He interviewed him and was one better Brad Fittler things. So he gave him the $1,000 from Macca's.
Yeah.
All right. So just have a listen. I thought it was some good work here, mainly by James Graham. But Sam Casiano, of course, is 128 kilograms, the second row for the Bulldogs. Remember this. So here's your $1,000 from McDonald's for man of the match.
Well, there you go. You've got $1,000 Macca's. What are you going to do with that? Who are you going to give it to? Sam Casiano.
I love that when they take the piss out of their fat mates.
Good stuff.
Hey, the thing was, then I started watching the footy show, the Channel 9 footy show.
Which came on straight after, as you predicted, with no ads in between. Just stop and then on.
Yeah, they got you.
They're in.
They got you. And then, after they went to ads and then they came back and it was the Radonigus report. And you know how much we love Tom Radonigus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You'll love this little bit. Let's play this.
Bloody brilliant. I'll go back to 1978. We had to beat Manly to make the semi-finals. After training on the Friday night, Roy Masters give us a little white pill. Well, I tell you what, we went out there and we belted Manly all over the paddock. But after the game, we were told by Coach Roy Masters that what we took that morning were only aspirin.
Oh my Lord.
Is there a place on TV for that?
It's interesting. I actually went back to YouTube, watched that 1978 game. And
what?
We should have known, because about the 60th minute, here's Radonikis on the field.
Yeah. How f***ing good's that?
Loving it sick.
Oh, my Lord. I have nothing to say to this.
There's room for this man on television. It's beautiful.
Hardo Ed and Rom, it's the new Triple M.
Guys, a story yesterday about these rent, try, buy schemes. So you desperately need a fridge or something like that, or your fridge breaks or whatever, and you don't have the money in your account to go, okay, just go and buy another one. So you sort of start renting them. And the idea is that it's only $5 a week. And then at the end of it, you can maybe own the fridge. You know, it seems sort of decent. And now we're finding that there's done some maths on it, and it's what, $200,000 that's been ripped off, maybe into the millions from people that have done these schemes and then got to the end of it and gone, hang on a second, this isn't what I thought it was. And Channel 9's money man, Ross Greenwood, joins us now. Ross, is it a scam, or is it people should just be aware of this stuff before they sign on the dotted line?
A bit of both, because, look, you know, the fact is you should not be doing these contracts. That's number one thing. All right, so this is Radio Rentals, which is owned by a company called Thorn, and they've basically been doing this for quite a long time, the whole rent and buy type of thing. Now, there's nothing wrong with, obviously, a person renting equipment rather than buying it if they can't afford to, but you've got to know what you're getting into. And you've got to understand the contract. So if I say to you, somebody comes and advertises something that says, rent, try, $1 buy, what do you imagine that means?
I buy it for a dollar.
Right.
And then pay it off.
You don't buy it for a dollar. Yeah, right. So what it is you receive secondhand goods. So the class action is going to be launched by Maurice Blackburn. It's going to go to the federal court. They say, as you point out, 200,000 consumers could be potentially affected.
Whoa.
The claim could be worth as much as $50 million. And the idea here is it's not actually rent, try, $1 buy. It's rent and then pay forever. Because when you get to the end of your term, which is generally 18 months of renting, what they don't actually tell you is it's not then that you buy that item for a dollar and the contract's over. It's that the contract just simply rolls over and over and over and over.
Oh,
and
no.
So the lead plaintiff here is a woman called Casey Simpson with five kids from Wagga. And what's happened is that she basically was having money taken out of her Centrelink check or account every month.
Oh.
And she worked out, because it had rolled and rolled, and she had other stuff there as well, so she was a bit confused as to what she was paying for, that a bed that was a used bed that she got that was valued at about $430 ended up costing it $3,300 before she closed the contract over. And so this is the reason why it's going to court. Now, to be honest, when you go to Thorne, Thorne says, no, we're going to vigorously defend this. Because if you say, for example, it's gone to a payday lender, now these are the other ones that are around the place. So these are the likes of the Nimble and then a whole bunch of others like that around the place.
Yeah,
and
what do they do?
So what happens there is that you sit there and say, I'm short of cash, I need $500.
Yeah.
They'll give you the money, but they would charge an extortionate amount of interest, much more than even a credit card. And so as a result, the law stepped in and said, hang on, this has got to stop. So they've capped the interest rates there at 48% a year. Now, still 48% compared with your credit card, which maxes out at 21% and people are blowing up about that, the credit card looks like a steal. So 48%, but the idea is you're going to pay it back very quickly.
Yeah,
right. So in that case, also, they've said if you're in a Centrelink situation receiving welfare, it's capped at 20% of your Centrelink payments. Otherwise, you can't get the loan. What Radio Rentals has done is that they've got around this because they don't have a credit contract. They have a rental contract that gets around the law that caps it at the 48%.
Wow.
So you end up paying a whole bunch more. Does it make sense?
It does, but I do have to ask, isn't there, I mean, fine print that dictates that so that people, if they read the fine print, and let's be honest, a lot of people don't.
No one does.
They would know that that was what they were in for.
Exactly right. That's the point. And then the second thing is, if you have a look around and see where, say, organisations such as Radio Rentals operate, they operate in our lowest socio-economic suburbs in Australia.
Yep, taking advantage of idiots who need money desperately.
Exactly. That's precisely what it's all about. So, in other words, people who are desperate basically get sucked in, and that's the reason why the class action is on. They're going to fight the class action, there's no doubt, because they'll say they're inside the law.
Yeah.
But it just does raise questions as to whether the law right now needs to be changed, and pretty quickly, for these people's protection.
They're evil, but they're not illegal.
Mm, there you go.
Well,
Ross Greenwood.
Yes.
Ross Greenwood, Channel 9's Money Man. His podcast is fantastic, the Money News podcast. You can get that on the iTunes store. One word question, as always, to finish off, Ross Greenwood. Is it time to go and buy an apartment off the plan in inner city Brisbane? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, it's always no.
That's why we love you.
See
ya.
Bye.
Plenty of households right around Brisbane copping it after that torrential rain. And Robin, you were one of them.
Yes, sadly. So came home and the rain was coming down and I was just, you know, making sure that everyone was okay. Once I'd had my kids at home with me and we were just watching movies and generally hanging out, I was feeding them, they were raiding the fridge. And then my eldest son who lives, so I kind of am on three split levels, and my eldest son has the downstairs space, which is also the kids' space, and we've got a bit of a gym set up down there.
Oh,
and, you know, that's where they play FIFA and hang out. Anyway.
Work out.
Yeah, and his bedroom's down there as well. Anyway, he goes, Mum, we're flooding. And I'm thinking, are we?
Oh, a lot of people would have found out about flooding yesterday.
Well, except my flooding wasn't rainwater. My flooding was the street sewerage.
Robin.
This is this photo you sent me yesterday.
I've sent photos to everyone because it was disgusting. So basically, there's just water cascading in through the bottom of my house, which is full of effluent.
But stormwater shouldn't combo with cigar fish water.
So I will tell you this as a single mum, that where I get, you know, often have to deal with things going wrong in my life. But when it comes to stuff I don't understand, that's when I completely freak out. Anyway, I've got a great guy called Kev who's a handyman who helps me out with things I can't do. And I texted him and said, can you give me a name of a plumber? He came back with a guy and I'm going to give him a massive plug. His name is Damien Lacey. He turned up.
So many people weren't working yesterday. He fronted.
Man, he sent two of his guys and then it became clear that it wasn't a me issue. It was actually a Brisbane City Council issue, a sewage issue. So then he turned up. And he worked and he did all the negotiations. He rang council. He sorted out what needed to be happened. I mean, we're talking over a 4 or 5 hour period in which time the sewage is pumping into my bottom area.
What'd you have, a root into the pipe?
It then turns out that the council came and they sorted it out. I am the lowest house on our street, and so water runs down. And what had happened was roots had got in around the sewage pipes, and with this surge of rainwater that is somehow like it was overflowing, and then the rainwater took it. And that's where it came through into under my house. Oh. So at the moment...
You had other people's turds in your house.
I had the world's. I have the world's sewage in the bottom of my house. I haven't done anything with it because the council were only finished with it at about 6.30 last night. And a shout out to them too. Like, I think they realised that I was fairly distressed by the whole process and they were doing everything they could to help me. But this morning I've got to try and find an industrial cleaner because seriously, I can deal with my own kids' poo, which I have for a number of years. Yeah. But when it comes to the rest of the streets... I'm slightly squeamish about it.
Oh, so. I thought that was just the tile. Those weren't brown marks in the tile.
No,
were,
I'll post some photos for you if you'd love to see.
Oh, that's horrific.
Sewage in my house. Yeah, so this morning I'm on clean-up mode because the boy. What is it about boys and poo? Like, they like talking about it, but when they actually have to
They don't like cleaning it up.
No.
So I'm not really looking forward to, but that's what I'll be going home to.
We were going to ask what's happened to everyone's house. You've taken the cake. You've immediately gone to first place.
Well, I don't know, just a few drips in or people discuss.
This is when people, after rain like yesterday, and it was coming from a different direction than what it sometimes does, that's when people find out they've got leaks and oh, they've got this happening and there's a hole in this. And...
Well, if you've been flooded or stuff is happening in your home, you're out of power, we'd love to hear about it. Go on, make me feel better.
Let's hear. What has the weather done to your house? Or maybe your business. Maybe all those businesses that had to close yesterday, maybe there was one that actually thought, oh, yes, glad that we did because we got some water or we got some damage. What's happened to your home? What's happened to your business?
What did the storm do to you?
Yep, 133353.
The clubhouse leader currently crappy downstairs, looking to beat it.
Tell us, everyone loves Tell us.
Yes, here he is, Gordy. Tell us, well, the weekend's footy's already started. Broncos with a loss in the rain against the Bulldogs. But, Gord, I guess the first question is, how is your house going? Everything all right? Have not no flooding, anything?
No, there was a bit of water. Yeah, probably not as... not as bad as all those callers that have sort of rung in to let us out that it's a speedy recovery for anybody that's had any damage.
Mate, it was a pretty sad old night. I know a lot of people got to go home from work early, but that made them get ready for the Broncos, Thursday night footy. Mate, they're rubbish, the Broncos. If you can't score any points against those Bulldogs because they're not a great team, is this actually a crap Broncos team?
Well, mate, when you're at Fox and you're sitting in the studio, they gave me the night off because of the conditions. So I went home and I wrote some notes on the couch. One of the things is the Broncos, they're way too conservative in attack. They are too conservative. They don't back themselves. They've got Milford and Hunt. Two attackers, they've got Kahu, that's an unbelievable player, but we'll get to him in a minute. And they don't use the football, you know. And I know James Roberts, well, if he's the fastest guy in the game, they actually never played to him. Even when Jack Reed was the other centre, they would go to him. So I think that they've got to really work on their attack. Their defence is brilliant, but in conditions like that against the real big men that, and the Bulldogs, you know, it was their best game of the season. You know, in the 55th minute, they all come off the back fence and they charge and James Graham doing that tackle on Corey Oates in the 76th minute. So they were under a lot of pressure, especially in Sydney, Mardo, because the coach is getting sacked and all those players. So it was going to be a tough game for Brisbane, but they're not playing the right style and attack.
Can I ask about Jez Hasler?
Yes.
Okay, why are they giving him such a hard time? It's not like he's 5-zip.
Well, because Desi Hasler, well, the Bulldogs are a very proud club, Robin. They've had a rich tradition. It's been a family club. They've gone out of that. Desi's been super successful at Manly. The last couple of years, he didn't. This is his roster. So they've given him... So when people like Desi and Wayne and that, and Craig Bellamy go to the club, they take over everything.
Yeah.
The recruitment, they do the football managers, they bring all their own staff in. And obviously Desi's been there now, and yes, he's gone to a couple of grand finals, and I don't want to downplay getting to a grand final, but they were lucky to get there, and they were never really a chance of winning it. One was against Melbourne Storm, the other was against South Sydney. And last year, it was a really poor season, and the Dogs don't normally have two in a row. They're a really proud club that thrive on playing finals footy.
So that win last night will save him. How much a year would he be on, mate? Would he be on $500,000?
Well, no, I think his new contract, I think it's $1.5 million.
Oh, Gordy.
To coach a footy team.
Yeah, I know. I know, but you know what? Nathan Brown, right? I used to play with that guy. He had the most beautiful blonde hair. Have you seen him now?
Yeah. He's the one that pulled
you. Actually, I can't lose my hair. I can't get any uglier. I should get in the coach.
All right, Gordy, catch you all on Fox Sports and obviously on the M's across the weekend. Just one quick question. Cohen Hess, Origin, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Gord, we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Marto, you'd agree the only thing better than Mark Seymour is Mark Seymour Live. We love him. He's teamed up with The Undertow. A best of album at the moment, all live, 24 tracks from 1985 to 2016. It is out now. It is called Roll Back the Stone. Of course, you can catch him on tour as well. He's coming to the Old Museum June 30, July 1st. Joins us in studio, Mark Seymour. Good morning.
Hi. Well, how come you're laughing?
Oh, because happy birthday to us. You're playing the Old Museum on Ed and my birthday.
Yep.
So thank you.
That means you're coming.
Yeah, bloody oath. Oh, yeah. And it's also, I think we're having a holiday for 2 weeks after that, so we'll be coming and we'll be heckling and we'll be throwing out.
It's going nuts. Yeah.
Well, Mark, maybe Marto could jump out of a cake on stage. Would that be nice?
It's not Mark's birthday.
I'm visualising it now.
Tell us about this new album.
It's a way for me to demonstrate what our show's like now. I mean, with this band, The Undertow, who I've been working with now for about 5 years. But also there was a request for me to do a best of record, and I thought, fine, the time's finally arrived. I'm at that age, you know.
Hey.
And I just pretty much picked my catalogue. I have 36 songs in the set, and I picked 24.
Does that mean you own them all? You wrote them all?
Well, that's a highly sensitive issue.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Except though, you tell a really good story, and I have heard it before, but I think it's worth the retelling, about how Holy Grail came up, because it's all thanks to Napoleon.
So when we made the Cut album, which 91, and we had this American producer, Don Gaiman, and there was an approach being taken to production, which, I mean, I had to agree with some of the guys, it was going a little bit square, but there was also a lack of songs, you know, and we were committed to the process, you know, the cash register's ringing, you know, and the album needed a song. And I just started knocking these chords up. And I was reading a book about the Napoleon's... happened at the time. Hey. So I'd be reading a book about Napoleon's invasion of Russia, well, an attempted invasion of Russia in 1812. And somehow those lyrics sort of crept into the idea and into the narrative of the tune.
Wow. Because these days people just think it's about football. Because it's been used so many times and so successfully with the AFL, people have kind of rewritten history to be, oh, he's always meant it to be about football.
Well, I can understand their confusion.
Do you realise what you mean to Queensland?
Well,
you're probably unaware.
Queensland.
Do you realise what you mean to Queensland cricket in 1996? So when did you do the song? 91, 96, our first Sheffield Shield win in 100 years of trying. They played that bloody song, if you ask Wade Seckham or any of the Carl Rackham or any, they played that song about 100 times in the next 3 days.
Yeah, well, so I discovered by accident.
Oh, how?
Well, I was up here promoting a record. I think I might have even been in here, and the girl who was taking us around from festival, she just said, oh, they've got this really weird request. They want someone to go to cricket oval in Brisbane, somewhere out here in that direction. And
yeah, Gabba.
I ended up in this tent with all these blokes and their wives and girlfriends, and they're just playing cricketers. You know,
Not a dry eye in the house.
And I ended up on stage singing into the lectern, and then they all just came up to me after, and they go, oh, this is great. We play your song in the dressing room. And I was like, really?
Yeah, you weirdo.
Are we going to be lucky enough to hear a song? Because I'm itching here. I mean, you know.
Can we hear Holy Grail, maybe?
Look, I could add a pinch.
Oh, okay. We are so lucky to have him in studio with us, Mark Seymour. The great. It's time to start calling him that. The great Mark Seymour.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Let's do it. It's Mark Seymour in the house, a special Friday live performance with Holy Grail.
Woke up this morning from the strangest dream. I was in the biggest army the world has ever seen. We were marching as one on the road to the Holy Grail. Started out seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's one hell of a story. When you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail.
Well, have you heard about the Great Crusade? We ran into millions, but nobody got paid. Here we raised four corners of the globe for the Holy Grail. Well, all the locals scattered, they were hiding in the snow. And we were so far from home, so how were we to know? There'd be nothing left to plunder when we stumbled. Searching for an easy way to escape the cold light of day. I've been high and I've been low, but I've got nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else to go. Oh yeah, won't you follow me down that yellow brick road? I've come looking for you, I've come looking for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've followed orders, God knows where I've been, but I woke up alone, all my wounds were clean.
All of the details of the tour at markseymour.com.au, but he is playing in Brisbane June 30 and July the 1st at the Old Museum in Brizzy. Mark Seymour, an absolute pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Wake up with Marto, Ed and Robin
on the new Triple M.
Our man Dan Ricciardo didn't have the greatest start to the F1 season.
You know, they have the audio from the in-car radio.
Yeah.
This was him as he was sitting there and just not moving. His car spun past him. This is what he had to say.
I don't know.
Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mobile phones are a new injury-causing device.
And in fact, one of them said that he'd had a black eye in the past because he clocked himself with the
phone. Is that when they fall asleep while they're using the phone, or it just gets a bit slower to get slippery?
Stop it.
Awkward. Marto brought us some midwifery from the 70s.
Don't you feel sorry for that poor woman that gave birth?
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the cyclone.
Okay, so I was thinking about that, Robin. Can that induce labour?
People say have a curry.
Curry.
Have you heard that one? Have a
curry. You're an idiot.
Can you imagine Marto's medical journal?
No.
Amazing advice.
You'd be like, hurry up, love. Hurry up.
Have a curry, love.
Curry.
Hold your breath.
We're going to sort this out.
If it's twins, have a kebab and a curry.
Our rich Uncle Mel feels a tad lonely.
It does appear the Australian people hate me, and I can't understand why. Maybe it's the working class are suspicious of me. They take a good look at me and think, what are those shiny white things in his mouth? Get away from him, Jaden. Come over here, Katisha. Get away from him. Yes. I mean, I look at them in the aula, eating their pies and popping their smoke rings, and I just think, what do they want, those people?
With Brizzy's heavy rain, Ed had some community advice.
Listen, this is a public service announcement. Your Hyundai i30 does not come with a submarine option. No. So leave it out. When I watch the news tonight, if I see hatchbacks, Marto, taking on...
You know you will.
Taking on puddles.
And Origin legend, Billy Moore, called in.
Well, Robert, have a look at the calibre of talent you're up against.
That's
and draw a form line there, my dear.
That's it. We are now officially campaigning. campaigning for Gary Belcher to be on Queensland's own. So it's best one in, one out, Billy Moore.
You remember Billy Moore was born at Tedderfield anyway.
Stuck across the border, though, where they weren't looking. You'll spend a whole life on guard duty, keeping the rest out, my friend.
Keep on the good Billy work, mate.
Wake up with Marto, Ed and Robin on the new Triple M.